You say, well, he had faith because he tried. How do you have faith in someone you don't know? He had faith in water, y'all. This guy had faith in bubbling water, okay? The Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured, it's the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. Now listen. This guy's been infirm. Listen to me. I want to impress you in these last moments. This is Jerusalem. It's a dinky little town in these days. It's not like Houston. If you've been infirm there right by the temple, just 350 yards from the altar, for 38 years, they know you. They've seen you. He's got to live in Jerusalem to be there this frequently. Okay? Notice religious people that love their doctrines, they aren't rejoicing with him. Someone should have said, good grief, it's Billy Bob. And he's walking. Billy Bob, what happened? Did you get to the water first? Who helped you? You jerk. You know, come on. Lynn, you know, how did you make it? Tell us about it. Nobody's rejoicing. It's the Sabbath. You're not keeping the Sabbath. Now, we've had lessons in the past. He's not really breaking God's Sabbath. He's breaking their interpretation of the Sabbath. Now, by the way, it's a death penalty to violate the Sabbath. This guy's, listen, when they said that, he got the point. His life is suddenly on the line. How many of you know it doesn't do much good to get healed? When the religious leaders are going to nail you before you can even get away from the temple grounds. Oh, good grief. He answered them. In other words, this guy knows he'd better come up with a pretty good reply. He answered them, he that made me well, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. In other words, whoever made me well told me to do it, and I kind of figured if he had enough power and authority to get me well by telling me to be well, I figured I better do what he said next. So that's what he's saying. How many of you know that none of these religious leaders ever made anybody well? And you'd think they would be so excited, wow! If this is happening, maybe Isaiah 35 is being fulfilled. My gosh, God is amongst us. The Messiah has come. Listen to me. These are the religious leaders. They're supposed to know Isaiah 35. That's what I'm trying to tell you. By the way, those are the same verses Jesus used to encourage John Baptist when he sent men to Jesus and said, are you the one or do we look for another? Jesus said, go back and tell John the lame are being healed, the blind are seeing. He was quoting from these very verses. In other words, John knew the Scripture, and when Jesus told him that, he knew that Jesus was saying, God has come, I'm the one. Are you with me? Good. Verse 12, Then they ask him, what man said unto you, take up your bed and walk? Okay, so he did a good job. Look, they're going to kill this sucker. He's gotten the spotlight off of him. You know, what are you doing carrying your bed? Some guy that healed me told me, whack, spotlight over here. Good, he put it on Jesus. He can handle the heat. And it worked. They're letting him off the hook. Okay, and now they want him. Y'all, is that stupid? Think. Someone has the power to just speak and say, rise, take up your bed and walk after 38 years. I don't know about you, y'all, but I would be afraid this guy might bring down lightning on me if I came after him. I see, I'm trying to tell you, I'm not talking about one of these phony little healings where legs grow when they just move your hips a little bit. I've had that one pulled on me. Unfortunately for them, I had enough money back in the oil business days to have my suits tailor-made, and I was injured playing college football. I do have one leg longer than the other, and I know which one it is, and they were making the wrong leg grow with their little sleight of hand. Y'all, I mean, look, don't tell me about those guys. I've been there, played that game, repented and left. And he that was healed, look at verse 13. He that was healed wist not, wist is, just means knew not who it was. For Jesus had conveyed himself, moved away, and a multitude was in that place. All right, did you see that? He doesn't even know who he is. So this man has no faith in Jesus. He doesn't even know who he is. It's strictly grace. The man was picked out by God for this single act. The whole multitude is still back there waiting for water. Must be Church of Christ. Come on, you Church of Christers in here. Quit putting your faith in water and put it in Jesus. You Pentecostals and you Charismatics, quit putting your faith in healing and put it in Jesus. You Baptists in here, you know better. Don't put it in tongues, Pentecostals. Put it in Jesus. Take up your bed and walk. He didn't know who it was. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple. Now listen to me. I can't tell you how many, not one single commentary that I read thought the guy got saved. Not one single commentary thought the guy got saved. And they said, what an ingrateful jerk. I'm trying to tell you, I think it doesn't say that he did, but I think there is an inkling that he did. What is he doing at the temple? It's obvious he has taken his bed home and he's come back to the temple. What's he come back to the temple for? To offer up sacrifices and praises to God that he's been healed. You said, but he doesn't know Jesus yet. How many of you know Abraham? All kind of people in the Old Testament didn't know Jesus and got saved. How many of you know that? Right? No, you can get, these guys can get saved without knowing Jesus. But notice that as soon as they do, suddenly God lets them know who they're dealing with. Verse 14, after which Jesus findeth him in the temple. This implies to me the man did repent of his sin. But notice, it must have been pretty bad. Jesus is going to deal with it. Jesus said unto him, behold, thou art made well, you're made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come on you. Woo! Jesus showed him he not only had the power to heal by his spoken word, Jesus let him know he knew his past. This clearly implies that it was a sin that got the man into this trouble in the first place. Sin no more, lest a worse... Notice he didn't say, lest you lose your healing. That's another popular, unbiblical doctrine out of Tulsa, that you lose your healings. Had a guy got pneumonia, and then he lost his healing and got it again 5 years later. I said, what did you do? Well, see, I got caught in this snowstorm and everything, and I got cold and wet and everything, but I lost my healing. I said, no, you didn't lose your healing. You got pneumonia again. You know, come on, is anyone thinking? You know, think! It's permitted when you become a Christian to think. Okay. Don't try to be so spiritual that you lose all common sense. Sin no more, less a worse thing. Let me also add, it could also equally imply lest hell get hold of you. Okay? But I don't think that's what he means. Less a worse thing come on you. The man departed, told the Jews it was Jesus who made him well. He said, well, he snitched. Wait a minute. That isn't what the problem was. Look back at verse 12. Look at verse 12. They asked him, what man is it who said unto you, take up your bed and walk? He didn't tell them who told him to take up his bed and walk. Notice his answer. It was Jesus who made me well. Do you see the difference? He emphasized to them, this man Jesus made me well. That's a testimony, David. A testimony for Jesus, not snitching. I'm telling you, the guy got saved. In other words, he didn't answer. He didn't say, and he told me to take up my bed and walk. He put the emphasis in the right place. And the idea is, if he can make me well, so what if he does tell me to take up my bed and walk? That was the point. And therefore did the Jews... Now, wouldn't you think... What would you think? Listen, you don't know it. Listen, hon, you've never read your Bible. You don't know anything. What should the next verse say? And the religious leaders all said, my gracious, this is fulfillment of Isaiah 35. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It must be the Messiah. God is amongst us. Quick, let's find him and fall down and worship. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he did it on the Sabbath day. Would you stand?